At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3 o'clock hour. Start a little bit late, but I'm telling you, I'm not even lying. I could talk to Jim Larranaga for hours at a time. I just find him to be fascinating. And because he's no longer coaching, he's chill and relaxed. And, you know, every minute of his day isn't regimented. So he can, you know, shoot the bleep with us.
One of my favorite things, as we know, we're interviewers. We have people on a lot. We've done it for years. You've done it for damn 2 decades. When you ask a question and a person says, "Let me tell you a story," I love it. I just, okay.
Like when you're panning for gold, you got the gold nugget. Like, oh, I think I got something here. Yeah.
You remember this guy? Yeah, it's going to be a good story.
Let's do a quick little cat talk here. Solana.
Wow.
Tariffs.
Look at you.
Well, I think they're in Toronto tonight.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Cat Talk is sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. They are in Toronto tonight. They're at the Maple Leafs. And I said earlier, big game. And that's because right now the Panthers, 83 points atop the Atlantic Division. They have played 65 games. The Maple Leafs are in second place, 81 points. They have played 64 games. So the Cats, if they want to keep this lead in the Atlantic Division, with the Maple Leafs having a game in hand, it would benefit them to win this game.
But... no Kachuk, no Ekblad. I'm assuming Marchand's not playing.
I have not seen that Marchand is close. Like, his return is not imminent. In other words,
I was listening to something and they said Marchand might not be back to the playoffs. Like, there's no rush for him to get on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a – I mean, in theory, he's really a postseason signing.
Yeah.
Well, that's your Cat Talk. Maple Leafs tonight versus the Cats, 7 p.m.
You can hear it here?
Yes, on 560 WQM. Doug Plagans posted a nice little picture earlier today in Toronto.
Poutine?
No, he was just in the stadium for morning skate, Scotiabank Arena. You know, Plagans loves a stadium picture from the broadcast booth.
Oh, who are you talking about, yourself? At least he doesn't have that weird squatting picture on the ice like you have on the hardwood.
He took a jail picture during a Heat game. Ah, you're weird.
Why? Why is that weird? I took a picture on Pat Riley Court at the Kaseya Center.
No. That's fine. The squatting picture is a little
weird. But I'm not squatting. I'm just knees bent.
Bro, you're squatting and pointing in a weird way. You know what picture I'm talking about.
Why is your knees bent during a picture like that?
Why are you
like,
doing a double point? What did you do? You just put up a double-double?
What is that?
Are you saying you're not squatting?
No, I'm not squatting. That's just my knees are bent and my hips are low to the ground, but I'm not squatting.
That's so terrible. That's the prison pose. The guy in front has to squat down so you can see the people behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. I am actively.
Hey, Solana. Hey.
I am actively on Google Images. I can't find it. Looking for the world famous Solana, Dono, and Frito picture that I have permanently etched into my head. There is a picture when Solana was producing Dono and Frito. Of Solana, I believe, holding a soccer ball. You know which picture I'm talking about? Yeah.
You love a good old photo shoot, don't you, Solana?
Oh, it does, man.
There's some good ones with me, Dono, and Frito.
The Dono and Frito pictures are, I mean, they just...
What are you doing
something.
This time? The fist bump? That triple
is,
fist bump?
That is
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
triple fist
simpler
bump.
Time. He's showing us the picture on our video feed. That is a simpler time. That's before COVID. That is, that's a good one. Dono knocking himself out. Frito, just happy to be here. And Solana trying to pose gangster style because he's about to drop some Suge Knight knowledge on them.
Teach him a lesson about the culture.
What was his name? Cleland.
Cleland. That's one of my favorite clips. Goodness gracious.
That's every time you say who Inter Miami is playing tonight. I always want to do the Cleland bit because it's the Cavaliers. Like Cleland.
Cleland.
All right, let's do headlines. There's a great picture. Falero and Solana.
We're rubbing a soccer ball together.
That picture is titled, well, they have to be picked by someone, so someone picked them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's definitely the weirdest picture I've ever taken in my entire life.
You Valero baby faced, man.
Yeah, that was funny. But they do ask us during those little photo shoots. They ask me, you want to throw a football in the air? Nah.
Right. I used to do that years ago. And Solana's way newer to media than I am. But I used to do that. I used to do all the this and the that and whatever. And now, you remember our last photo shoot. I came wearing my quarter zip, a hat, and my cargo shorts. And I go, hey, this is what you get. I don't walk around the Citadel with a soccer ball, and I walk around in a quarter zip, and that's what you get.
Remember the photographer was like, that was quick. So what we got? We over here? We took two right. pictures. Y'all
like,
good?
Well, do you guys,
yeah,
okay. Did you guys bring props? Yeah, I'll hold up my key fob.
You want to toss a football? No, I'm good. Take this picture quick.
Well, I tossed a football. I threw up a basketball. Oh, I had soccer ball. I mean, I brought the props out for our most recent photo shoot.
For the next photo shoot, though, let's do a soaking and shaking picture. All right, let's get a headline because that'll go viral. Let's get.
I'm shaking. I'm shaking. If we calling out jobs.
Yeah, I got you. Let's get a headline. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Since we're having fun, and the Dolphins haven't made any major signings, I wanted to bring something to your attention and just run it by you guys, see how you feel. And maybe I'm just acting out here for no reason. But yesterday, the New York Knicks played the Portland Trail Blazers. Very exciting finish. Mikal Bridges, he hit a game winner for the Knicks last night. Beat the buzzer.
I know what you're going to say here. What you're going
to
say.
In Portland to beat the Blazers. And I watched the highlights this morning on NBA TV.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Go ahead.
You're annoyed Mike Breen gave a double bang.
I mean, what are we doing, Mike Breen? And he's a legend, Hawk. He's a legend.
He's a Knick. He's a Knick.
I get it. No, I get it. He is the Knicks play-by-play, unless he's on national TV. And I get it. And I'm not throwing shade at Mike Breen. But I believe, you know, he's thrown around the double bang on March 12th for a regular season game where the Knicks beat the 28-39 Blazers. Really? I mean, Ray Allen hit the greatest shot in NBA Finals history and only got one bang. And the double bang was reserved for some of the greatest moments in NBA history since then. He's only pulled it out 9 times prior to tonight, and he brought it out for Mikal Bridges beating the 28
double bang.
The 28-39 Blazers on March 12th. What are we doing?
Let me ask you something, and I'm not throwing shade at Eric Reed or picking a fight. Watching the Heat game last night, I don't know if you noticed this, Crowder. The Pelle Larsen play before the first half where he's all over the floor. He's like Jefferson on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Just wherever you look, Pelle Larsen is there. And then it ends. I think it was a Terry Rozier three, right? Was it Rozier who hit that three?
Well, the funniest way it could have ended. Terry Rozier walking into a three.
The funniest way is if he bricks that thing off the glass after what Pelle Larsen has done, which is what everyone expected, right? Like he finally gets the ball. But Eric Reed, after that play happened, said that is the single greatest play this season by the Miami Heat. He went crazy. And then Ron Rothstein at halftime, I understand this from a coach. Coach Rothstein at halftime said, that is a play, a sequence that coaches dream of. A guy who just never gives up on the play. Just never gives up on the play. And he's freeze framing it. Like, look at how far away Pelle Larsen is from the ball. And he's, you know, he's diving all the way forward or whatever. But I don't know. I would have to go back and listen to the season. But was it the greatest single play for the Miami Heat this season?
No.
I feel like Eric Reed may have gotten carried away on that one.
He got carried away. I don't even have to go look. There, guarantee there's a better play this season than that.
I feel like that. I hope
the floor.
There. Like a
floor wiggle and a Rozier three.
Guys, I don't know, man. I don't know if you've been watching a lot of Heat basketball this year, but I started my post-game show with that was the greatest play in Heat history with the way this season has felt.
I was more emotionally moved by Bam's corner three last game before he shot that air ball.
Right.
When they kicked it out to Bam to tie it. Yeah. Pella rolling around on the ground and all that. Good job.
But he didn't give up on a play like 4 different times during the same sequence. Yeah. Didn't give up on it. And it ended up getting the 3.
But, Hawk, no joke. Yesterday we talked about culture slipping away, right? Clay Ferrero brought it up. And I think you kind of agree with it. Right now, there's a lack of identity. And I think throughout the worst multi-game stretch of losses the Heat have had this season, it feels like a new low yesterday. You didn't blow a lead. You got run off the floor by a team on the second night of a back-to-back by the law firm of Bogdanovich and Zubats. Like, it was embarrassing
missing
last
Kawhi.
Night.
Yeah, it was terrible last night. And I did see people tweeting out that, well, at least they didn't blow a double-digit lead.
Right, but the reason why Eric Reed and myself and Ron Rothstein and a lot of Heat fans bought into what Pella did was because of the lack of fight the Heat showed yesterday. There was one guy who I could tell you has Heat culture, and it's Pelle Mother Bleepin' Larsen.
and you see it's there's such a difference. Like when there is lethargy all over, and then you see that, it's like so glaringly exciting because you haven't seen that. So I get it. I just the moment it happened, I thought it was great, but I was like, man, Eric Reed, that's the best play of the Heat season.
First, lethargy is an amazing word.
That's a good word. You gotta credit. Pick and choose your spots. Yeah. People use lethargic all the time.
Yeah.
You drop a lethargy on someone. Yeah.
Oh, man. I had to, you know, pull back and think about the root word of it. And yeah. Oh, that was a good one. Then I'd rather have a 20-point lead and lose it than be down by 15 the entire game. I'm not gonna lie to you, fellas.
Trying to claw your way out of a hole against the Clippers. James Harden on the second night of a back-to-back, and he's in Miami. And you're getting lit up by him.
There was Bed Bath & Beyond spray in his eyes from last night at Tootsie's, and he still drops 25 and 17? Man. Come on, man.
He's still chewing on a mint from the bathroom attendant.
I'm telling you. He got singles in his back pocket during the game. He had singles on him. He's going out there doing what he wants to.
Glitter on his neck.
You know how post-career Jeff Teague has turned into this like amazing storyteller, and he tells stories about how, you know, like guys did this, whatever. I want James Harden to retire already just so he can start his podcasting career, because I know the stories are going to be unbelievable with James Harden.
Right.
Yes. We reached out to James.
Did you?
We've DM'd James a number of times about the pivot, and I didn't get any response. Maybe the wrong Instagram handle.
Right. I was going to say, change your Instagram handle to Tatalicious. And
what it is, baby.
Anybody interested in Zion Williamson props for tonight? Pelicans and Orlando.
Ooh. What are they? He didn't get Zion, a double-double.
22.5 for Zion is the over-under. Double-double for Zion is plus 325. Triple-double for Zion, plus 2250. He is one of the unique talents that could put up back-to-back triple-doubles. If he's in his zone, he could put up back-to-back triple-doubles.
Get my five-year bias away from this. That's difficult for LeBron, Michael Jordan. Back-to-back triple-double. Who was that? Who had like 30 triple-doubles in a year? Russell. Well, it was Westbrook. Yeah, that's a very difficult thing to do, especially for a eater.
Not really. And no joke, Crowder, what you're saying wasn't wrong 10 years ago. Now, like, Jokic is averaging a triple-double. Westbrook,
really? Yeah. Is he for, like, legit averaging a triple-double?
I think right now he's one assist shy from averaging a triple-double per game. But he averages a triple-double. Like, it's crazy. Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the season. Like, that happens a lot more now.
I don't know about a lot.
Jokic is stupid good. They're talking about SGA winning the MVP. I think he's the favorite now. Him and Jokic going back and forth. Jokic is stupid good.
Yeah, Malone had a tirade yesterday about how Jokic is behind SGA in voting. He's not wrong, but like,
he's just not wrong.
Nobody wants to hear his whiny bitching about like Jokic. Shut up, Malone.
Jimmy Butler tonight, by the way, 19.5. Is the over-under Kings at Golden State.
Hawk, I the only reason why I would say be careful with Zion double-double or triple-double props tonight, he's going up against Banchero, Wagner, Wendell Carter Jr., Jonathan. Like the Magic, they've fallen off, but...
You guys learn nothing. You learn nothing, my young students. They just learn nothing.
It took him 206 games to get his first triple-double, but now he's had two in like four games.
Coming out of his shell.
I need a bigger sample. I need a broad amount of Michelle.
Listen, you want to get in? You want to buy low or buy high? I'm buy low.
The Heat play the Celtics tomorrow. That's a 7 o'clock tip off. The Celtics lost to Oklahoma City yesterday, so you know they're just going to be pissed off. They're going to beat the Heat by 50. You just know what's going to happen.
Somebody texts in, by the way, Brendan Tobin did an entire segment praising Eric Reed for the call on Pelle Larsson last night. So I'm probably wrong on this then, because Tobin watches more Heat basketball than he watches more Heat basketball in one game than I watch in a season. Because I'm on Twitter and Wordle and Quartle and Dordle. And, so I take everything back. Great call by Eric Reed. I have to side with Tobin on this one. I know when I'm beat.
No, Tyler has some hella fight in the game plays this year, early this year.
Yeah, Tyler's hit some late, like, game winners or go-ahead buckets.
Didn't Jimmy have any good games at the beginning of the season?
I read a stat the other day. Jimmy Butler already has more wins with the Golden State Warriors than he had wins on the floor with the Miami Heat this season.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't trying, loser.
Have you guys seen any update on Cooper Flagg?
Mm-mm. I didn't get around to asking Coach L. I was gonna ask Coach L, is there any, like, if he played for you, is there any reason that you would tell him to stay?
Are you guys there?
I'm there. Crowder's rocking around like Rain Man.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I didn't know if I was there. Nobody was moving.
Yeah. You were rocking like Rain Man.
Oh, okay.
I was like, uh-oh, time for Wapner. Uh-oh, time for Wapner.
Y'all know I panic when things go wrong. And that was the, am I the only one not moving?
Well, I love that this radio show, just the executive producer blurts out, are you guys there? You've never heard that on any professional show before, but that's how not professional this show is. Like, you never see Tony Reale and go, is anyone there?
Because it sounded, Hawk, like you sounded like you were in the middle of a point and Crowder was going to pick up from your point.
Well, I was saying something, and so I thought he was kind of rocking back and forth, like he was going to give us a yes or a no, but then all of a sudden he was just rocking back and forth, like he was having a breakdown. But I kept waiting. That's why there was all that silence, because I'm like, oh, he's about to add something. Rocking back and forth, and then
I won't do my Stevie Wonder anymore when I'm trying to figure out this Wi-Fi.
By the way, if you did think you had disconnected, that was your jump to action to get reconnected. He's popping and breaking. He was Alfonso Ribeiro breakboard.
I was saying if I was moving and y'all weren't moving, that was my thought. Like, I'm going to wiggle a little bit. If I'm moving and nobody else moves, it's on me.
All right, well, let's quit while we're ahead. Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. 75 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the low 60s, upper 50s. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, you are correct, man. Don't let Tobin detour your opinion. It was a bit much. Ooh, I said bitch. It was a bit much from Eric Reed. I take it all back then. My opinion stands. Tobin is wrong. Don't go anywhere. More's coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Arriba, pa bajo, pa centro, pa entro.
Arriba, banana, Rodrigo, arepa.
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I was sharing with Crowder and Solana during the commercial break a video. A guy on Instagram sent it to me, Salvador. It's Deion Sanders zooming into a Colorado Buffaloes football, you know, team meeting and dropping his Denzel pearls of wisdom on the team. And I don't have it to play for everyone, but I got to watch the one line here because the opening salvo, I mean, it's just such perfect Denzel. Listen to this line, Solana. When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, ooh. You know. He's kind of a parody of himself at this point.
Hulk, you don't like inspirational speeches, I've gathered.
I do, but it's just that's all Denzel does now. And you're not required to give that pearl every single time someone sees you.
What do you want? Okay. To your point, when he did it to the Heat, they're by the elevator, he walks up and starts giving them these life lessons. No. And now Deion reaches out to him to talk to his team. What do you want Denzel to come on and quote some lines from Training Day?
Yes, do a Q&A about Training Day because I've got questions.
Do you know when I go and MC this stuff and when they invite me to do things for the Boys and Girls Club and Junior Achievement and all that, they're inviting you to drop some gems on them about philanthropy and life.
The way he does
it. I do it all
the
time.
It's just like, it's so hokey when he looks into the camera and he goes, just remember, when you pray for rain, you've got to deal with the mud too.
You heard my raking seaweed speech?
Raking seaweed. I have not. Go ahead.
So I go to this is a philanthropic speech that I tell at the galas where everybody's supposed to spend money and bid on stuff and do all that, the silent auction, and people are trying to raise money for the kids. So I was at a resort in Mexico with my wife. And every morning at 7 a.m., we'd get out there, 8 a.m., we'd get out to the beach, and there was a kid. This is a true story too. And there was a young man, and he had
I've already crossed my name off all the silent auction bid sheets. If this is the beginning of your speech, I have already walked to the back room, crossed my name off every silent bid sheet.
He had a wheelbarrow and a rake, and he would rake up all the seaweed that washed up on shore, and the beach was 200 yards long. So he'd start on the east side. He'd rake, 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 rake. He'd get to the other side, 10:30, 11. By the time he raked all the seaweed off going one way, the ocean has now thrown more seaweed up on the beach, and he'd just go wheelbarrow his seaweed away, dump it out somewhere, and start again and go north to south and rake. And he did this all day from sunup to sundown. I watched him do it for 3 days. Coincidentally, on the third, fourth day, I'm going to get a drink at the bar. He's over there getting some water, and I tell him, your job sucks. And he turns to me, and he's so confused, and he looks and says, how bad would the beach look if I wasn't raking? Because if you're not trying to help, then you're not doing anything to get the seaweed off the beach. That's like the kids that we're helping. We're not going to stop the seaweed from coming on the beach. We're not going to stop hunger. We're not going to stop illiteracy. We're not going to stop anything, but we are helping kids, and you got to keep raking. So keep raking, because whatever's inside your heart to give, keep that in your heart. Keep raking. Everybody goes crazy, makes full money. Hell of a story. Y'all are the devil. Y'all are the devil.
It's actually not a bad story. Here's where I have the issue with that. At that setting, that's perfect. But if I were to see you at an elevator, like the Heat saw Denzel Washington one day, and say, oh, Crowder, big fan of yours from Dolphins, man, and Florida Gators, like, man, followed your career for a long time. And you turned to me and said, let me tell you about raking the seaweed. I go, who is this guy? What?
What?
I just want to get a picture of you doing like a chomp or something. What are you doing? What do you mean raking seaweed? And that's where Denzel loses me.
But you've seen me out. We do a bunch of events together. And the guy comes up and says, like, oh, Crowder, big Dolphin fan, season ticket holder, 18 years. What's up, bro? Everything good, man? Good to see you, bro. Appreciate the support. But then he says, and this is my daughter, Elizabeth. And I turn to her and I say, hey, keep your grades up. It makes life a lot easier. Even no matter how talented you are or something, grades are important. I try to just implement a little inception piece in that kid's mind every time I talk to a child. Denzel's trying to help lives.
Right. But that's my point. No one needs you to drop that little nugget when they're introducing you to their child. No one needs Denzel. Certainly not Udonis Haslam and Kevin Love at an elevator. Certainly don't need a pearl of wisdom from Denzel. Just pick and choose your places.
You're the devil. I'm a spiritual man.
I'm going to use that everywhere, by the way. When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud. I like that.
That's deep.
I like that.
That's deep.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Hopefully everybody has been thoroughly motivated to go out and attack the day, conquer the day.
Keep breaking, y'all. Keep breaking.
There's Pella Larsons in this world, and there are Kalel Wares in this world. You want to be a Pella, or do you want to be just a fella?
You're not invited back next year.
That was deep. That was deep.
You are not invited back next year.
You want to be Jimmy Butler standing in a corner? You want to be Pella Larson bouncing all over the hardwood, finding an open Terry Rozier? It's your choice. Pella? Just a fella.
Who brought the drunk guy?
Somewhere Tony Fiorentino's nodding his head. Yeah, baby.
Fast forward to the summer. Tony Fiorentino at his basketball camp. You guys want to be a Pella or a fella? I heard a guy on the radio. Pretty sure it was Neil Rogers. And he was talking about... You know, now Crowder's got his, have you heard my rake and seaweed story? Now I've got my, you heard my Pella Fella story?
I got another good one too. I'll tell y'all later.
All right, save it for the 4 o'clock hour.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Opinion is the jungle between knowledge and ignorance.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.